One loyal friend is worth 10,000 relatives. We agree with Euripides. Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. Today's episode is about girlfriends, and I'm going to share with you why all of my grandma's best friends were hookers. But first, join our little friendship circle. Head on over to momstown365.com and join our newsletter. It's the best way to keep in touch with us and find out what's happening around town. And now, Grandma was a hooker.
When you first told me that, I really looked at you like, who is this person? Who is this?
Her grandma was a hooker, and all of her friends were hookers because they belonged to a sewing circle. And when you crochet and knit, like, you have like little hooks and like.
So they called themselves the hookers.
So yeah, the crochet needles have like a little hook on them. So they were the hookers. So anyway, every Thursday, the hookers would get together and have just, you know, like little upside down cake or pineapple cake or better than sex cake or whatever it might have been. And the tea and coffee. And then they would just sit around for 2 hours. They would work on their projects and they would just giggle and share secrets and, you know,
how
confidence and support and talk about the grandkids and families. And so it was just a girlfriend circle and they just had fun with it. They were also square dancers and it's just a neat way to be raised because as grandkids, we would always show up and we would serve.
Oh, that's cool.
The hookers, you know, we would take I know it sounds weird, but we would always just, you know, walk around with our little, like, little plates of upside down pineapple, upside down cake, and cups of tea. And
you know what? That's awesome.
Taught me a lot about girlfriends.
Yes. Because there's a bond there that they didn't have to say anything about. It was just in the conversation.
They saw each other through births and deaths and divorces and tragedies and good times. Ups and downs, you know, just the roller coaster of life.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that was a stable place for them to be every Thursday, and they would probably feel better after they left.
Yes.
So a little aside, I am channeling my grandma and my mom, and I ordered, because I couldn't find it in a store, a case with all these knitting needles and crochet needles, whatever. Yeah. Yarn. I have yarn. And I bought a crisscross needlepoint thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's all sitting in my room. I'm totally stoked. I already started. I'm knitting a sweater because that's super easy. Not a sweater. A scarf.
Oh.
A sweater.
A sweater super easy?
I had a sweater in my mind because they give, you know, like this one thing that I bought at Michael's, like 18 different patterns. And they want you to succeed, so they don't make it really difficult.
Right.
And I know the basics. I'm like, oh, I remember this.
My sister does that.
I know. So I was thinking, the modern day
hookers.
Hookers. What are you doing, Mary? I'm a hooker. That would be so funny.
Well, and you know what else I liked about the girlfriends that got together every Thursday is that was the goal. But not everybody could make it every time. You know what I mean? So, but it was there. And they knew that if there would be maybe somebody there. You know what I mean? So not everybody would be able to work that out every single week. And then there would be times where they would take time off. But I don't know. They just knew that people, I think it's just the idea of there being someone there for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So we have a little few things about 5 hooker lessons.
Okay.
Girlfriends can save marriages.
Yes, they can.
And they can save you after marriages and sometimes too,
mm-hmm.
Right? Girlfriends help mend broken hearts.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't you think?
Yep.
Girlfriends share secrets.
Yes. Kind of a secret thing also is there probably a tad bit of gossip around that one.
Yeah. And we do, there is like a, I have girlfriends, some girlfriend. I'm not really that big into I don't know. Gossip makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, so I do think that there are sometimes good gossip. Like I love hearing the gossip about people who are doing really great things or, you know, but when things get to be, I don't know, gossip does make me uncomfortable.
Right. But you know what's so funny? It's kind of like, it's absolutely, we should stop in our tracks.
Right.
But so I have my guest house has a guy, and his mom came into town and staying with him for a few days. Well, Sterling and I were having a little, she was having a meltdown. She was upset about something and she was melting. So then the guy came over a little later. I saw him in the yard. He goes, "Ooh, geez, Mary, I heard." So I tried to get my mom to get off the front deck because she was literally trying to like listen in and like, what's going on?
Mrs. Kravitz.
Yes, totally Mrs. Kravitz.
And for you younger moms, again, check out Bewitched.
Yep, go to Bewitched. I'm totally Gladys Kravitz. Like, I keep an eye on my neighborhood. But it was so funny.
But you're not gossipy.
No. I don't like gossip all. Because I always feel like it could come back around on me.
Yeah, gossip has a wicked karmic.
Yes, but I just bite. Had to laugh because he's like, he's 40-something. She's in her 70s.
Oh, that's so cute.
And she wanted to, I just want to know what's going on. I'm like.
Just can't help myself.
Right? So just kind of just her ear.
I think that's why I don't really like reality TV shows. And I don't like Bachelor and Bachelorette besides just. But I don't like those shows because they just seem gossipy to me and mean-spirited sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, it makes me, well, and overdone. And people purposefully putting themselves in a bad light for ratings.
Okay, but I will say, I say all this and then I'm such a hypocrite because those housewife shows, sometimes I just have to sit and watch. It's like watching a train wreck.
I was just going to say, you're watching a train wreck.
It is just.
You know which one's going to start blowing up.
Do these people, like these, I don't know. It's just crazy to me, like. They're not really friends, right? It's really kind of scripted, isn't it?
It's all scripted. They're supposed to do what the producers think will get the most.
Is that the truth?
Yes, that's why a couple of them, they get recycled.
We are gossiping about these.
Well, we're not saying names. They get recycled out of the show because they're not, their character's not bringing enough attention.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not me. I like being alone. I couldn't do that.
Oh, when they all get together like in a restaurant and they start fighting and yelling at each other.
Who
and
does that?
Who does that? I sound like an owl. Yeah. Who?
Seriously, who does that? I would rather have my girlfriends share some laughter with me. Like you and I.
Laugh all the time.
All the time.
Constantly.
We think we're very funny.
Aren't we?
You're funny.
You're funny.
See? We're funny.
Which brings us to the Ethel principle.
Okay, on page 144.
Yes.
Of Live the Life.
Who's your Ethel?
Yep. It's all about you. Live the life you crave. Who's your Ethel?
Lucy had Ethel, and Ethel had Lucy.
And they went everywhere together and would get in trouble.
Our favorite one is still that chocolate factory one.
Yes.
Again, we're dating ourselves. What the heck?
You know,
we were young when these shows came out.
But you know what's so funny is Portia tells me, "Oh yeah, I've seen that show before."
I Love Lucy.
Yeah, she's seen some of these old school shows.
Yeah,
it's not lost on them like the Beatles.
When those chocolates are coming off the conveyor belt and they're trying to eat them as fast as they can,
or they're stomping on the grapes.
Oh yeah, so much fun. So that's what girlfriends are all about in this mom world.
Well, the best girlfriend, okay, two in my mind. One who makes you laugh and you have the same type of humor, that's you, Heather. And then the friend that you don't talk to for a year and you pick up where you left off.
That's right.
I've got a couple of those.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because those are the kind of people that you have history with and sometimes you just can't make that up.
And you don't have to start over. Just say.
You don't have to apologize.
Nope.
Yeah, because phones dial both ways, right? So if you haven't talked to someone in 6 months and somebody says, "Oh, you never call," well, does your phone not dial out?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it was so funny. I reached out to someone in Minnesota. And her son's graduating. And I said, "What's your zip code?" And we were right into conversation.
There you go.
Like yesterday.
Just like yesterday. All right, this is Momstown 365. Be bold, be creative. We're here for you every day.